I'm Nikki Willett with Montana News. North American Indian Days is the biggest summer event on the Blackfeet Reservation. There's a rodeo, there's powwow, there's hand games and a parade, and even some politicking.
Don't forget to vote. Register to vote November 8th.
For one congressional candidate, campaigning at Indian Days feels a lot like coming home.
This weekend, we're here at Native American Indian Days in Browning, my hometown, so it was a really nice homecoming.
Denise Juneau is the current state superintendent of schools. She's also running for Montana's sole seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. If elected, the Democratic hopeful would become the first female Native American elected to Congress. Unlike other candidates stumping in Indian country, Juneau says her upbringing on the reservation means she connects with Native American voters differently.
I've worked in these communities. I'm from there. I have family there. And so I just want to make sure that these communities rise up and have every opportunity as every other community does.
Juneau began courting Native American voters early, organizing an Indian country tour earlier this year where she spoke with members of Montana's 12 Native American tribes on all 7 of the state's reservations. While past election results show Native Americans tend to vote as a block for socially liberal candidates, Juneau says she's more focused on how she can advocate for each tribe's particular issues.
They need to decide for themselves as a government what they want to do with their people. And I think the people in Congress should be the ones who help pave that way. And so for the Crow, if it's coal, I'm going to help them out with that. If it's here in Blackfeet and it's protecting the Badger 2 medicine, I'm going to help with that. But I do think tribal governments have this sovereignty that they really need to decide, and they need a good partner in Congress to make sure that no matter what the issue is that they want promoted, that that person's there to do that for them.
Juneau is trying to unseat Congressman Ryan Zinke, who also walked in the parade in Browning. Zinke is from Whitefish, but along the parade route, Juneau is hailed as a hometown girl.
I graduated with Denise Juneau. She was my classmate.
That's Anthony David Gallagher Horn, a Browning local.
I'm proud of her. You know, she's made her mark, and like I said, the Indian vote's only strong, and I believe that she will overcome him, you know, and just I think she'll do real good.
Julene Kennerly is a volunteer DJ for Thunder Radio on the Blackfeet Reservation. She says candidates often miss the mark with Native American voters because they don't spend enough time on reservations.
Not as much as they should be, because this is a place that carries a lot of votes.
Kennerly says Juneau has made it a point to campaign on Blackfeet, but adds that her support of Juneau is only partly because of the Democrats' Native American background.
It isn't just because you're Indian, it's what she can do too. That's my belief. It doesn't matter what race you are, it's what you can do for your people, for everybody, and everybody is your people.
On a flatbed truck on the corner of First and Central, Mike Chavez watches the parade with 2 friends. They drove up from the Crow Reservation for North American Indian Days and aren't surprised when staff from both Juneau's campaign and her opponent, current Representative Ryan Zinke, try to hand him bumper stickers.
20 years ago, you wouldn't have seen, like you said, you wouldn't have seen no politician driving in the parade here, you know, but now they're starting to realize that.
But FaceTime with candidates is still minimal, he says.
I mean, stopping through for a half hour to eat, have coffee with the locals isn't exactly like trying to, you know, fix things, so. You know, when we get that too, you know, it's just politics, you know.
That's where Juneau has a leg up over other candidates campaigning on reservations.
I mean, the fact that she is Native and, she, you know, she grew up around here, that she does carry a lot of her values that we carry with her, you know, so that's why we, you know, definitely vote for her and stuff.
But one of Chavez's companions, who didn't want to give his name because he's up for re-election in tribal government, said Republicans tend to support the Crow better than Democrats, especially when it comes to supporting coal development.
You know, I'm probably going to go Republican, you know, just because, I mean, I've actually seen what these guys have done. She's Native and stuff, and I mean, just being Native, you know, I really don't know what her agenda is. I don't know what her platform is or anything like that, so I can't really say.
Juneau spent the afternoon visiting family and walked in the grand entry at the powwow Saturday night, while Zinke wrapped up the parade and went home to visit family. From Browning, I'm Nikki Willett, Montana Public Radio.